it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Happy 4th of July to you. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, as far as I know. And you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. All the ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And as we celebrate this July 4th holiday, what better way to do it than wherever you're heading, to your barbecue, to the gym, to the beach, to the park, to the fireworks show? Well, you can tune in to some Spano and Black here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And it's through iHeart, it's through TuneIn, it's through Stitcher, on your devices, on your laptop, on your watch, on your iPhone, on your Android. It's absolutely incredible what you can do these days to modify your entertainment system to your listening needs and the things that you want to hear. And whether you're listening to me live right now or one of the old shows or one of the old interviews with the celebrities, with the music people, with the athletes, with the entertainers, it's an absolutely wonderful thing to be able to do. Heck, you can go to our award-winning website, AVN, of course, and click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there for you in living color. And, you know, on this July 4th, there's all kinds of stuff going on. You know, you got ball games going on all over the place and fireworks and ceremonies and all that kind of good stuff. Well, guess what? If you see somebody in uni, make sure you go up to them, tell them thanks, because these guys and girls who listen to me on the American Forces Radio Network, they're a big part of this show. We love them. They love us right back, and we're very happy and proud to be a part of it. We're going to tap on the brakes, step aside, and we'll set this table right after the short timeout and let the fireworks begin. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
On the Attack with Black. Glad to have you here on this 4th of July. Hopefully we can find some patriotic music there in the archives to play during the show. That would be a nice thing. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. At BobBlack71, if Twitter is more your thing. And we'll have some fun today. Yeah, you know, basketball, obviously, in the headlines. As free agency's bouncing around, market's starting to dry up a little bit. Summer leagues are going, and the top draft picks are involved, which is really cool. And we cover some summer league here because it's fun to watch these guys. And every once in a while, you see a spark out of somebody where you go, well, this guy could be pretty good. And you're not even sure that, you know, coming into this, that these guys were even on the radar. But this is where a chance where Summer League people have an opportunity to go after it and show that they belong in the National Basketball Association. And at worst, in the G League, which, you know, is not a bad place to be. They earn a living. They're, you know, can be called up at any moment, make some real money, and some of them stick around. You know, Langston Galloway is a perfect example of that, who just signed a 3-year deal with Detroit. I mean, he's bounced around the league, but he was with the Knicks in summer league before he moved on, and he's now, you know, a legit NBA player. Never going to be a star. But he can play the point, he can play the deuce, and he's making some real money, real money. And he worked very hard to get there. He's a heck of a good basketball player. Unfortunately for him, with the Knicks, he was priced out, you know. And that in itself, you know, was kind of tough for them because he's one of those players they could have used. But to the NBA, and the super teams, as it were, right now, are trying to all accumulate their talent, get set for next year, so we have nothing relevant to talk about during the regular season. But that's actually, you know, that's really not true. But the biggest move yesterday was Kevin Durant not getting the max, you know, which we knew was going to happen. But he took $9 million less than the max contract to keep the core intact. So they're doing what they said, they being the Dubs. And nobody's going to hold a pity party because he got $53 million for 2 years. But Kevin Durant did take less money. He will opt out next year. And they will have to figure out a way to keep him, or he shall move along, little doggy. They're going to try to win another one. And he's got the option on that second year, and he will opt out in the summer of 18. Hopefully I'll be around to talk about it. And they are now officially the favorites Not that they weren't before, but they're officially the favorites to repeat. They got Sean Livingston back. They got Andre Iguodala back. They got Steph signed to his max. They got Kevin signed at $9 million less. And away they go for another year. Next year, there'll be a whole new set of issues. It'll be somebody else's turn to take less money. Because Kevin won't do it. Not a second time. Can't blame him. And, I have a lot of friends in OKC. And they were hurt by the fact he bailed. And, legitimately so. But he has proven, not only by winning this championship, but he's proven by his actions that it's about winning for him. And he put himself into a situation where he had an opportunity he felt best to win a championship, which they did. And he wants to do it again. And so we'll see. Keeping these teams together and making sure that it just doesn't turn into a completely mercenary league is a very difficult thing to do. Guys want to make their cake and eat it too. And it's after this year, it's going to be difficult to keep this group together. They want to bring back JaVale McGee. But there's a number of teams looking at him. The Heat, Clippers, Suns. And if they bring McGee in with the Suns, that would be the demise of Alex Len, who has never evolved. Happens. It's tough sport, tough league, tough thing all the way around. But nice job by Golden State. Nice job by Durant. They are now officially locked down and going in as the favorite. And I just, within what I've seen thus far, and there's the possibility of more movement, but I'll be curious to see how it plays out. And whether or not said super team, whether there's another one on the horizon. I don't see anybody else that's going to be on that level. Lord knows they are trying. They being the Houston Rockets. And allegedly they're still not done. But I don't know. I don't know that it's going to be enough. And Cavs, they're hamstrung by salary cap right now, and that's difficult. I don't know if the Celts, whether or not that's going to be enough. Got a good player in Tatum, but they desperately need to get Hayward. Brad Stevens making a statement that, well, he feels good about it. Well, I feel good about it too, but that doesn't mean he's not going back to the Jazz or down to Miami. And Houston's trying to add more pieces. They'd like to do a sign and trade with Melo. Actually, they'd like to see the Knicks do a buyout of Melo. That's a weird fit for me for a number of reasons. Number one, he and D'Antoni were not exactly chums when D'Antoni was coaching the Knicks. So I find that a little odd right there. But that pace that they play, Melo's minutes would have to be cut down significantly because I don't think he could go 30 minutes at that pace. He'd be splitting time with Trevor Ariza, unless they played him at the power forward, which they probably would, because they go small and Capella protects the rim. And I guess in theory, it would have to be Ryan Anderson that would go over to the Knicks. You know. And he'd play in a small forward position. He'd have to. Be interesting. We'll see. More NBA on the other side. Make sure you stick around. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. But We're back to sports. Yay, on this 4th of July. Feel free to celebrate. You know, We are. And, as we went to the break, we were talking about the fact that the Celts are one of those teams that are looking to make that move. Cleveland's hamstrung. The Dubs are definitely the prohibitive favorite. The target will be on their back. Even at that, I'm really curious to see what Kerr's approach is going to be. Looks like he's going to be on the sidelines. It looks like this last operation finally did him some good. And hopefully so. You hate to see anybody in that kind of pain, that kind of agony going forward. But, the Dubs will have to go in. You think about their approach a couple of years ago when they broke the record during the regular season. Should have won the title, thanks Draymond, and fell a little bit short. And, you heard everybody, they wore their legs out. Yeah, probably did. However, they were all young enough to deal with it. What killed them were two things, Steph's injury and Draymond Green's idiocy. Both begin with I's, Draymond. But this time around, a few less wins during the regular season, and they blew out everybody. This next time around, I'll be curious to see how it plays out. Everybody will be a year older. Everybody knows their roles. There doesn't seem to be any level of I need mine, because everybody's getting paid well. In reality, and it's not going to show during the regular season, I promise you this right now, whether you're on the West Coast reading the local papers or listening to the local sportscasters or the local shows up in the Bay Area, or watching ESPN or Fox Sports 1 or listening to Spano and Black, whatever the circumstances are, you're going to hear a whole bunch of stories when the Dubs are losing some basketball games. It's not like they're going to lose a ton. But let's just say for the sake of discussion, Houston jumps out in the Western Conference, and they're leading it by a few games, and San Antonio does what it always does and competes on a high level. And the Dubs are struggling a little bit. Maybe they have some early season injuries and things along those lines. And you're going to hear these horror stories of, oh, my God, it's the end of the world for the Dubs. What are they going to do? They're going to be there. If they're healthy going into the playoffs, not necessarily during the regular season, they're going to blow through everybody the same way as they did last year. They should be planning a parade now because of what they were able to do and how they were able to re-up. I will throw this caveat on there, though. They don't have a lot in the middle. God, Lord, I never thought I'd be saying this. They need to re-sign JaVale McGee. It's got to happen. They need that backup to Zaza. They have to make sure it happens. Otherwise, it's going to be truly tough sledding for them. And I don't mean not winning a championship. What I mean is if something happens to Pachulia, they have nobody to protect the rim, and that all of a sudden they will be vulnerable. That's all. Because eventually, some team is going to figure out that if you impose will rather than sitting back, that you might be able to beat this team. I mean, not that they're – I mean, you talk about the Achilles heel of the Portland Trailblazers. But if you look at – the front lines of some of these teams that are still building via big men and having seven-footers who can play patrolling the lines. One of these teams is going to cause the Dubs some issues, same way they caused Cleveland some issues. Because you can't teach size. Now, can they guard? Well, that's a different question. Can they score enough? That's a different question. I mean, you know the drill. And I'm not saying that all of a sudden Golden State's going to get vulnerable strictly because of that. But if they do get an injury in the middle, or McGee goes someplace else and they're playing with maybe a stiff who can't give Zsa some time off when they need it to, well, then they're going to lose their share of games, and you know, we'll be talking about the struggles, and it will be overhyped and everything else. But there are teams that are trying to make moves. You know, again, I want to see where Gordon Hayward goes on it. Supposedly, he's going to make his decision today. He wanted to sleep on it. So it could be his Independence Day. It could be his, hey, I'm going back. And there's three teams involved, period, with Gordon Hayward. The Heat, the Jazz, and the Celtics. And from all appearances, that's that. So, we'll see. Merits of all of it. Celts are winning right now. Best record in the East last year. Playing for his old coach. Sam Bradford said he felt, Brad Stevens said he felt good about it. Well, you know. These are tough decisions. I mean, these are young men, and they are men. You know, he's in his seventh year now. But it's not just the money. And we sit here as the casual sport fans and say to ourselves, oh, you know, look at that. You know, God, they're throwing $200 million at him. You know, give me that problem. Well, yeah, there's a certain amount of that. But it's also family and friends and roots and environment. Do you want to uproot and go to the East Coast and play in Boston? Boston's a hell of a nice city. Passionate about their sports. Only city in the United States. I'll give a little pop here. WEEI wins the rating battle consistently on the radio. They outperform everything. Urban, hip-hop, classic rock, Latino, doesn't matter. They beat everybody by a significant margin, usually, because of the passion of Boston fans for their sports teams. You know, look at what they got up there right now. They have a winning Celtics team. A Bruin team that sucks right now, but they weren't too far removed from success. The Red Sox are usually competitive. And, oh, yeah, the freaking Patriots. They're damn-ass passionate up there. And he could walk into that environment. And coming off last year, They'd welcome him with open arms, and he would be instantly the second best player on the roster. Because Isaiah is still number one. On the Jazz, he's the best player on the roster. So that's going to be something to be considered right there. And, I have been hearing this talk of, well, you know, if you can get out of the West and go East, then you can maybe get an easier path to the playoffs and to the finals. I don't buy into it. I don't buy into it that is how a free agent is going to make his decision. I mean, I could be wrong, and please, you know, call me and tell me. But I think so many other things weigh into it before that. Because obviously you want to put yourself into a winning environment. And that's all well and good. But, like I said, the other things, quality of life, lifestyle, taxes, cost of living, school systems, fans. You know, in Boston, it happens to be a good situation. Miami, they're a little apathetic. One of the other teams involved. But they got Pat Riley. You can see he can sell ice to an Eskimo. Does Eskimos use ice? Well, maybe. We're going to tap into breaks and find out the answer to that and many other questions right after this short time out. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senor Roberto out on the West Coast. I'm assuming it's him. He doesn't speak, so therefore I would assume it's him. We've got a good show going on today. Hope you're enjoying it and hope you get ready to enjoy your holiday here. Play safe. You know. Don't blow anything up that doesn't need blowing up. Try not to set the world on fire, and you know, don't drink and drive. It's pretty basic stuff. You know, basically what it comes down to. And we're talking some NBA. I was talking specifically Gordon Hayward. You know, we'll bounce it around and just have some fun. But honestly, the decisions, and it's not just, oh, you know, I'm going to get out of the East. And if I get out of the East, I can make everything's going to go good. and I'll be able to just get to the finals, and then we got a chance. Well, you know, it ain't a guarantee. And again, you know, you have to look at it from the perspective of everybody competes. You don't get to that level without competing. And what I mean by that is competing to win. You know, you're not, there's players in all sports that just are willing to accept a check and acquiesce and say to yourself, okay, that's all I'm doing. And I'm not worried, you know, I'm getting mine every 2 weeks and that's it. So, you know, it is his decision going to be tough? Absolutely. It's going to be tough. And if you don't think he has friends on that Utah Jazz roster, you're sadly mistaken. If you don't think he has roots in Utah, haven't been there now for 7 years, you're sadly mistaken. Maybe South Beach is a lure. Maybe he likes warm weather. Maybe he likes Pat Riley. Maybe some girl in a bikini walked by when he was, you know, talking to Riles at a restaurant somewhere, and he went, wow, I could live here. But we'll see. I think that'd be a pretty nice fit in Miami as they're starting to put pieces together. It's one of the rumored spots for JaVale McGee. I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing down in South Beach, but you know, we'll see. But certainly after playing in Golden State, he seems to have figured a lot of things out. But we'll find out. We'll find out whether it's a one-year figure out or, you know, a number-year figure out. And, you know, if you're a Utah Jazz fan, you're holding your breath. Understandably so. And they're trying to do good things. Now, supposedly, when they were targeting free agents, one of the things that they talked about, Gordon Hayward and the Jazz, was the fact that he wanted to get Ricky Rubio in there. Well, they did it. That deal's been made. Now, I'm a George Hill fan, but that's just me. But evidently, that was something he wanted. And allegedly, within their meeting, and, you know, again, a lot of this takes place behind closed doors. There's no really public meetings as such where everybody's out there and, you know, hey, look at us. We're having a meeting here and deciding how to spend a whole bunch of somebody's money. It you know, they have the meetings behind closed doors. They go to a secluded restaurant where they had privacy, you know, whatever the circumstances are. But allegedly, Ricky Rubio was involved in the meeting with Gordon Hayward. And we'll see. You know, I don't know that he makes them better than what George Hill did. Probably not, but George Hill was going to be prohibitive. He's older. He's 5 years older. And I guess, you know, if that's what Gordon wanted and they're trying to accommodate him out in Utah, well, then he gets it. So why not? I mean, the rest of that team, it's going to be interesting. Whether he comes back or not. But, you know, they're trying to make sure they don't fall into rebuilding mode. And they've got a good young team in some areas with a little bit of veteran leadership sprinkled in there, with Johnson and Diaz still on the roster. But they got to make it work. Rubio's going to come in there, and they want to make sure they don't take that step back. And if they take the step back, well, you know, it's lottery time all over again, and they got to start from scratch. And that, you know, when you talk about these super teams and they talk about the, you know, the so-called lack of competitiveness, that's the tough aspect of it. Because these GMs are in a really weird position. Do you tank like the 76ers did and just basically say to your fan base, we're not going to be competitive for 5 years? And at the end of the 5 years, if we're in the lottery consistently, we'll have enough really good young players for a core. Then we'll sprinkle in a free agent or two, make a deal, and we'll be off to the races. But you're going to hear suck basketball for 5 years. Plenty of seats still available. Or we'll be the other way around, where every year, like a guy like Daryl Morey, is trying everything he can do to possibly get this team up to snuff. And he rolls the dice on a one-year deal with Chris Paul, who's getting up there, trying to get Carmelo Anthony, interviewing Blake Griffin, and not conceding anything, knowing that it could very well fall off the cliff by next year. And everybody's looking for a job. I mean, aside from the fact that D'Antoni's system has never proven to win, and I mean win championships, they're now in a position where, you know, they're chasing Golden State. And Golden State actually plays defense. They don't. So, strictly from that perspective. So it's a really interesting dilemma. That these teams face, and these GMs specifically face. And that's tough stuff. Now, another one that's out there, which here is the finger of Jerry West. No, I'm not giving you the finger. Clips are looking to do a three-way deal, a sign-and-trade with Denver and Atlanta, where the Clips send Jamal Crawford, the diamond in the rough, literally, diamond stone, who barely got off the bench last year with Maryland, after coming out from Maryland, averaging 3 minutes a game, not in shape, not working, not anything, and you're playing behind, you know, an all-star. And so Jamal and Diamond Stone and probably the 2018 pick via Houston goes to the Hawks. And Denver would get draft compensation because they've already moved on from Gallinari. And Gallinari would put on a Clipper uniform. And now, all of a sudden, you got Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, and Danilo Gallinari up front. But you don't have any guards. You know, what it does for Atlanta? Well, I don't know. They get another draft pick. Maybe they keep Stone around and see if he can actually play. God, I remember when he was in college, man, everybody wanted him. And he was one of those guys, came out after his first year and sucks. You know. Now, I mean, again, that falls into that category of what I was saying of there are certain teams that are going to stand still and tank it, and there's going to be teams that don't. And they're falling into the category of don't. The Clippers. If they make this move. I mean, their guards right now are Austin Rivers, Raymond Felton, Evans, the kid out of Okie State, and I think Allen Anderson. Yeah, that's the whole team. So, you know, maybe they go for a guy like Shelvin Mack. Maybe they, you know, I don't know. But they're trying to retool on the fly. This would be literally one last go-around. Because I think all three of the players on the front line would be 28 years of age. Young enough, yet old enough. Be fun to watch. You know, honestly, they'd stay competitive. They wouldn't fall into the lottery. And if they're not able to get somebody else up in that front court, they're going to be a borderline playoff team. And I mean borderline. Oh, that's right. They got Lou Williams. So Lou Williams is in the backcourt too. Okay, and Patrick Beverley. I forgot about that trade. So they bring in Danilo. If he can stay on the court, he's not that bad. That's not a horrible team. Doc's got something to work with there. I mean, I would definitively say they're a 50-win team if they make the trade for Gallinari and go with that lineup. But because he would give them he would give them a pretty good front line. Biggest problem with Gallinari has always been he just can't stay on the court. That's his biggest issue. He just cannot stay on the court. Kind of stinks. What are you going to do? Step aside. Wrap up hour one right after this short timeout. We have a little fun. It's July 4th. Everybody celebrate. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
We did. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. As we go into July 4th weekend, you know, there are a few things that you just need to keep in mind. Look, when it comes right down to it, being an adult is pretty easy. Don't complain. Pay your bills. Don't smoke meth. Keep a few close friends, wear deodorant, and tip your bartender. You do that, you're pretty much in good shape. Words to live by. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. See, I should be lecturing at these NBA and NFL symposiums where they're trying to talk to these kids about how to spend their money. You know, there's no bigger douche in the world than a rich athlete that walks into a bar or restaurant, rings up a $5,000 bill and tips the waitress $100 like they're doing them a big deal. You got the money. Take care of him. Always tip your bartender. And don't shoot yourself in the thigh. It can alter the history of your team. Right, Plaxico? You know, on this date, July 4th, this was the Lou Gehrig farewell speech at Yankee Stadium. You want to get choked up, watch that speech. Just a class act all the way around. I mean, just dignity. Rare in this world these days, but dignity. Well, let's tap on the brakes. We're going to go to the top of the hour here in just a couple secs. We're going to listen to some news. We're going to talk about the July 4th. And, you know, they'll have all some kind of uplifting news story, I'm sure, or maybe not. And we'll be back with more of the attack right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
North Korea says it has successfully test-launched a missile that could potentially hit the United States. That missile did fly about 600 miles before falling into the Sea of Japan. Here's Sharon Reed with more.
Weapons analysts say it's possible the missile could reach Alaska. If accurate, it would be the first time the North has launched an ICBM.
President Trump sounds off on Twitter about the North Korean missile launch, asking if leader Kim Jong-un has anything better to do with his life. He also is calling on China, suggesting they put a heavy move on North Korea to end this nonsense once and for all. State government shutdowns in Maine and New Jersey are over after lawmakers finally pass new budgets. Golfer Tiger Woods says he's finished a program to help him manage his pain meds after his recent DUI arrest. Wishing you a happy and safe 4th of July, this is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time. Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Austria is deploying armored vehicles, saying it's ready to send hundreds of troops to stop migrants from crossing its border with Italy. The Vienna government saying today it will send as many as 750 soldiers to the Brenner Pass to keep those migrants from entering Austria. Government officials say troops could be rushed to the border within 72 hours in case of what officials are calling a new migration emergency. If you're eating a lot of barbecue food on this 4th of July, you may want to listen to this story. A new study says popular heartburn drugs like Nexium and Prevacid can increase the risk of early death if you take them for long periods of time. Mark Mayfield has more.
Researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis say the risk of early death goes up the longer a person takes the drugs. The lead author of the study says researchers calculated that for every 500 people taking the drugs for a year, there is one more death than would have occurred otherwise.
On an up note, wishing you a happy 4th of July and a safe one, this is USA Radio News.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, one-gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
A federal court is stopping the Trump administration's efforts to roll back methane gas restrictions put in place by former President Obama. In a 2-1 ruling, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals says the EPA does not have the authority to push back the start date for enforcing the rules that require oil and gas companies to limit methane emissions. A North Carolina town is canceling tonight's 4th of July celebration because of threats of violence. The police chief in Hamlet, North Carolina, says officers got credible threats from a number of people over the weekend threatening violence at the festivities and fireworks that are scheduled for this evening. They say they would retaliate for last week's murder of an alleged gang member in that town. The show will be going on in Washington, D.C. this evening, celebrating Independence Day. Tens of thousands will pack the National Mall for the big fireworks show, preceded by the annual Capitol 4th concert. Michael Colbert is the show's executive producer.
Whether I'm coming or going, I still feel like a little kid. I mean, to celebrate with pomp and parade and bonfires and illuminations, as John Adams said, it's pretty darn special stuff.
Actor John Stamos will host the Capitol 4th concert, which will be broadcast, as always, on PBS. The Four Tops, Kelly Pickler, the Beach Boys will perform, the show concluding with the massive fireworks show set to get started shortly after 9 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Now, I have a suggestion here on this July 4th. And since Mr. Kim decided to fire yet another ballistic missile, I would like everybody who has fireworks to point them towards North Korea and just shoot them off and just give them an idea of what could happen if we go to a scale version and just go a little bit larger. I think that would be a good way to celebrate the 4th. Yeah. 1-800-878-PLAY. We haven't been around for 241 years for nothing. So, beware. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number at BobBlack71 at Sports Byline USA. We're having fun here today. Hope you're enjoying it. I just wanted to do this show today. It was, you know, usually we could take July 4th off. Today it was like, yeah, you know, let's do this. It'd be fun. Talking basketball, all that kind of good stuff. Look, American Forces Radio Network is where we're at. You know, these guys and girls, and we talk about it a lot here. But in reality, they're so underappreciated. And it's, you know, you put that uniform on, race doesn't matter, gender doesn't matter, religion doesn't matter. It's all about service. They put it out there every single day covering our six. They need the respect. They earned the respect. So if you see somebody today walking around the city here in New York or in your local community, make sure you tap them on the shoulder, say hi, and thank them for their service. We're going to tap on the brakes, come back, and we'll talk to you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Well, there you go. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Now, this date in history, just for interesting jollies here, not only is it American Independence Day. But back in World War I, the U.S. troops took it upon themselves to honor Lafayette, who was instrumental in the American Revolution, for those of you who don't know anything about American history, which is most of the audience out there. And they marched through Paris to Lafayette's tomb to honor him. On this date in 1826, and no, I wasn't there, both Thomas Jefferson and John Adams passed away, two of the founding fathers. Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass is published. Neil Simon, the playwright, was born. The Pathfinder landed on Mars. And ironically enough, you know, for all the vitriol that's going on between Soviet Union and all that, there was a huge rock concert in Russia. And, you know, obviously Decadence was there. But Santana, the Doobie Brothers, and Bonnie Raitt played. And most of the 25,000 people who were allowed, because they were still just loosening up the belt at that point in time, never got close to the stage. And a lot of people ended up walking out because it wasn't very exciting because there were as many cops as there were people. But, you know, ironic on July 4th. But, you know, again, make sure you celebrate a little bit, but do it smart. You know, and have some fun. There's going to be some celebrating going on in the NBA because there's going to be people that are signing. And as we said, maybe Gordon Hayward, but we'll find that out a little bit. And we'll see. You know, these numbers are just mind blowing. It's astounding. And just in sports, because Wimbledon's going on here, Jack Johnson KO'd James J. Jeffries in the 15th and won the title. That's about it. Lou Gehrig's speech, which we talked about. Pancho Gonzalez passed away on this date in 95. Nothing too exciting on July 4th in the world of sports. Tommy Burns beat Bill Squires in one for the heavyweight boxing title back in 1907. No, I wasn't there for that one either. So, but back to the world of basketball. And again, you know, we're talking about that three-way trade. And if that goes down, that keeps the Clips pretty damn relevant. And that in itself is going to be fun. Because again, you just can't concede. You know, and it's far from done. I mean, as the move stands right now, I mean, it if you're ranking the teams, obviously Golden State's sitting on top right now. And Cleveland, so long as they have LeBron, you got to put them right there because they still have Kyrie and they still have Kevin Love. But I don't think they're done. I don't know. But Kevin Love just gets no respect as to how good he is. And I mean, you talk about suppressing the ego and trying to put the team together and putting team first. He's done it, you know? He and LeBron sitting poolside at the Beverly Hills talking about how to keep the team together and win a championship, which is exactly what they did when he came back. And now they're looking to move him out of town. I don't know. If you seriously think Carmelo Anthony going in there and Kevin Love coming out makes them a better team, you're nuts. You are high. You are not watching basketball. At least not the basketball I've been watching. Rockets making their move. James Harden, Chris Paul. You know, who can they move up? There's a team. And again, how have they not made this move? But my Pelicans, Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins, and Jrue Holiday, they should be in that mix of talking about teams that could compete and compete for the highest level. I don't know. You know, they went 6-11 with the two of them in the lineup. And God, how does Alvin Gentry keep his job? Bring Monty back. Admit you screwed up and bring him back. I guarantee you he could coach that team into the playoffs. It's got all its first rounders going forward from here. At least make the playoffs next year. And then see what you can do. You know, Westbrook and Paul George. We'll see. You know, with Steven Adams there. I don't know. Enes Kanter. They'll make the playoffs again now with Paul George there, but it won't be a one-man show. And, you know, it's funny. That's going to be another hot topic of conversation next year during the regular season. And that's going to be, well, Russell's not as good as he was last year. No. Russell has somebody to pass the ball to. San Antonio. Kawhi, LaMarcus, I don't know. It's amazing how many people have come out of the woodwork knocking Aldridge. You know? You had rumor and speculation that he was out there on the trade block. I don't know. He could play for me. I remember a couple of years ago, man, everybody wanted him. Now all of a sudden he's manure. I don't get it. Celtics have Isaiah and Al. Al's out of position, as always. You know, I'm going to be real curious to see what happens to Danny Ainge after this season. They're not going to fire him. But all you ever hear is accumulating assets, accumulating assets, accumulating assets. How about winning some playoffs? How about getting to the finals? How about going up against Golden State? And you know, from there in, it's a lot of also rants. Tell you one surprise team, and that could be the T-Wolves. Jimmy Butler, Jeff Teague, joining that team with Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins. All of a sudden, you got something going on there. And they added Taj Gibson. I'm liking that team a whole lot. Of course, I've liked them for years, and Joe's poked fun at it, but understandable. Let's step out. We come back. A little more basketball, and we're going to move on to other things, including a discrimination lawsuit and Tiger Woods. That'll be fun.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Edgy, veggie, hedgy, ledgy, whatever. Welcome back to the attack. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. And, you've got, when you have a whole bunch of stuff going on as far as movement and all the other kind of things that go along with it, always makes it fun talk in the NBA. Now, one thing that has gone on, which is cool, is they're actually playing some games. And that is a beautiful thing. And really cool. I love Summer League because you see some guys that don't get to play and guys who have struggled and bounced around the NBA and, you know, really made it their life's business to make it work. And yesterday, which was kind of cool, you had a matchup of Philadelphia and Boston. And who did you get to see? Well, you got to see a couple of players that, you know, perhaps you were not going to have the opportunity to see going forward. And some guys that, Markelle Fultz, hello there. Who played 22 minutes and scored 17 points on 6 of 18. Minus 12, you know. Boston won the game, 89-88. But you got a pretty good taste of what Fultz is going to bring. He's got a lot of offense. He was 2 of 5 from 3. Only one assist. It's a little scattered. You know, 4 turnovers. You saw the glimpses. Jason Tatum, however, 33 minutes, 21 points, 8 of 17, 6 rebounds. I'm sorry, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 turnover, 5 steals. Jason Tatum, for anybody who thought Jackson should have been the pick there, good. I love his upside. He can jump. So could I at one point in my life. Didn't make me an NBA player. Now, look, Jackson's going to be, an NBA player. There's no question about it. But Jason Tatum is going to make a difference on this basketball team. And, oh, by the way, if they don't end up with Gordon Hayward, Tatum is going to fit right in because Danny got this one right. You know, he's had a lot of these in-between guys that maybe they're going to be good, maybe they're not going to be good. None of them have been dominant scorers so far. Fortunately for him, he got Isaiah. Otherwise, they'd even be taking more heat. But, you know, Tatum can, let me tell you, he can just flat out score. And he plays defense. And he can shoot the three. And if for some reason they don't get Gordon Hayward at 6'8 and a very lean 205, and he'll fill out to 215, 220. He's going to score. And they got them a second guy finally. Now, I still want Al Horford to play center. But they got them a second guy. And here he was in his first summer league action. And I'm digging it. I watch summer league. I know I have no freaking life. And there were other guys on the roster, and I'll give you another one too. Because Jaylen Brown performed well. He was 10 of 16, 12 rebounds, and 13 rebounds, including 10 defensive. 7 turnovers, but, Okay. In 30 minutes. You understand why Danny didn't want to give him up. And I get that. I still wish they'd pull the trigger on a big man who is athletic so they could put Horford back at the four. But that's just me, and I've been saying that Al Horford's entire career, so who the hell am I? But that was fun. And then, other teams around. Knicks played OKC. And, oh, by the way, this is another kid. And I said this on draft night. And look, we've done all the Phil bashing, and it's easy to do, and we get all that. But Ntilikina hasn't played yet for the Knicks. We'll see what he does. But I'll tell you something. This kid, Damian Dotson, out of Houston, played 21 minutes, 13 points on 5 of 10 shooting, 5 rebounds, 2 turnovers. OKC won the game. However, he was 3 of 3 from 3-point range. This is why Phil drafted him. He's a second-round pick. He's going to make the team. I don't even know that he's going to spend time in the D League. He may be in G League. He may work on he may be in the G League to work on his D. Because he don't play it. But he can flat out shoot the ball. And if the Knicks ever win another basketball game, or start to win another basketball game, he's going to be one of the reasons. And you can tell people that you heard it here. Seriously. I joke around with this stuff, but he can flat out shoot the basketball. And in today's NBA, that is exactly what you need. And I'm watching a game yesterday, and I'm watching where he's shooting from. And there's ain't no college line, ain't nothing. He was shooting from a foot, foot and a half behind the three-point line and draining them like they were nothing. Another matchup, Dallas against Orlando, Jonathan Isaac. 12 minutes, 9 points, 3 of 5. I heard Hennigan talking about him, saying that, we'll see. Saying that there's no question as to whether or not this kid is going to succeed in this league. It's a question of how high. Well, that's a pretty bold statement. That's pretty bold. So, we'll see. I like bouncing through these games, and there's certain... Every once in a while, you'll see somebody that'll get your attention, and you'll go, wow, where'd this guy come from? But, and then I want to look at the guys who were drafted and how they're performing and whether or not they look like they're in over their heads or not. Some of these guys, when they get drafted, they go right to the grocery store. First thing they do, hey, time to eat. TJ Leaf, Indiana. 28 minutes, 19 points, 9 of 17 from the field, 10 rebounds. That kid's going to be a player, I'm telling you. I don't know that he's ever going to be a star, but I guarantee you he's going to be a 15-plus, 8-plus guy in the league. As a starter, maybe ends up being a role guy, but I think he's going to be better than that. He's got a really, really high motor and a high basketball IQ. And he's going to bring it for you. A like I said, this is the kind of stuff I like. I like it a lot. And oh, by the way, with Damian Dotson, day before when he was playing, he was 3-6 from three range. Luke Kennard, Detroit, when they played the Knicks, 14 points, a 5-13, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a foul in 28 minutes. I'm telling you, this NBA class, and there are going to be some great players coming out of this class that are going to be around for a long time to come. And I mean a long time to come. And we're going to be keeping an eye on them all summer as summer league kicks in. It's fun. Coaches are getting a taste. Players are getting a taste. And we're getting a taste, which is a good thing. Let's step aside. Come back. More fun and frivolity here on The Attack.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast, at the root. You can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Well, on a cheerful note, Tiger Woods out of rehab. That was quick. He tweeted on Monday that he completed treatment after stating in June that he was getting professional help to deal with medications used for back pain and sleep issues. Yeah. An out-of-state private intensive program. Which makes me wonder if he went in and said, get this done in 2 weeks so I can go back. He got the DWI charges on May 29th. I'm trying to see exactly when he went into. Yeah. End of May. Well, you know, look, if you're wishing him ill, well, you're stupid. You know, but evidently he's fallen into the same trap that many people who have conditions fall into, and that's, you know, mixing pills. And we all know the pain he's been in with his back. But he's got an issue. Said three back surgeries. Four, actually. But, you know, we'll see. Every time I hear about these so-called private facilities, I wonder, because who's dictating here? Or is he dictating to them, or are they dictating to him? And I got to tell you, you need to. That's a big part of rehab. It's a big part of putting your life back together. Is that, you know, when you're taking pills, it's they control you, not the other way around. And that's why I asked that question, whether or not he was dictating to the rehab center or the rehab center was dictating to him. So, I'll be curious to see. I really will. And, you know, for people who do what I do for a living, and of course there will be a press conference. There always is. That's the question I would ask. You know, and back in the old days, it used to be, he would shut down reporters and they were, oh, I have to get a question into Tiger, so I'll kiss his behind. But, you know, you think about it. He went to sex rehab to cure his addiction with his cheating. And, you know, he was going to go back to being a Buddhist. And now he went to another rehab to get this as... you know, I wonder. I do. I wonder. And if I was in that press conference, and if I have the opportunity to interview him, I would ask that question. You know, who was in charge of the rehab process? You or the doctors? You know, you can equate it to good old regular life. And what I mean by that is this. How many friends do you know, if you're out there in the listening audience, who are in their 30s, in their 40s, most of them don't make it to their 50s, but let's just say 30s and 40s, who are still the party guys or girls, and they're out there and, you know, they're on their second DWI or maybe their third. They've lost a job. And maybe they haven't. Maybe they get through it. And they're still smoking weed. You know, you're 46 and you're still getting high. And how many of those are in your life and how many of those are succeeding? Or they're really struggling right now. And, you know, when it comes right down to it, with any level of addiction, and I'm not speaking as a doctor, I'm speaking as, you know, just a guy who's been around. Tiger is no different than anybody else. He falls into that same category. The only thing that's different between Tiger and everybody else is that he's got the money to pick and choose where he wants to go. Drop $100,000 on him to go in and, you know, maybe he goes to Malibu or wherever, and they take care of him. I'm sure he wasn't scrubbing toilets. And if you're a Tiger fan, and if you're Tiger himself, that's what you need to be worried about. You know, not rehab isn't a solid X, Y, and Z always works. This way we do X, Y, and Z. Sometimes it's Q, P, and R. And I don't know what's going to work for him or if it's going to work for him. But he's 41 years old. He's mixing opiates. He got caught up in the cycle. And I'm wondering what they're doing with him, not to him, with him, to make sure this doesn't happen again. Because, you know, it's funny. I mean, you have the people that beat the hell out of John Daly consistently because, you know, he likes to drink. And he tore up what was, you know, a pretty promising golf career. And justifiably so, if you want to get on his case. You know, but Tiger, because everybody was afraid of Tiger, was rarely called on the carpet for anything. And like I said, when they have the press conference, which they will have, I'm going to be one of those dicks in the press conference going, well, we're real glad you're coming back to the greater Yaya Open. And good luck with that. But when you went through rehab, and we don't want to talk about rehab, well, I'm going to ask the question anyway. And it'll probably be the last time I get credentials to something like that, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to find out what treatment he went through and whether or not he was dictating to it. And I don't want to know the name of the place. I don't care. But when you have that kind of money, you know, even in rehab, depending on the place you go to, you dictate your own terms. And if that's what he did, then there's a completely different thing going on here. And he's not going to succeed if that ends up being the case. So, you know, I want to see how this plays out. Because I wish him nothing but the best. I don't know the guy from a hole in the wall. I do know he was the greatest golfer I ever saw. And I'd like to see him, if he has anything left, and it's not going to hurt him, back out on the golf course. And if not, you know, he can ride into the sunset and he'll have all the money he ever needs for the rest of his life and it's all good. And that's cool. But his health is way more important than anything else. Now, this is going to be fun. Because I love people who don't know anything about the sport talking about sports that they don't know anything about. And in baseball, Angel Hernandez has sued Major League Baseball for discrimination because they have said he has stated that a personal vendetta between him and Joe Torre has hindered his career advancement. Torrey is MLB's chief baseball officer. And Hernandez is alleging that Torrey is holding a grudge from a game in 2001 where Hernandez made a call. And then after the game in the press conference, Torrey said that Hernandez just wanted to be noticed over there, and that's why he made the call. Well, heat-of-the-moment comments do not necessarily necessitate discrimination. I never heard any Yankee player say that Joe did not treat everybody equally. The fact of the matter is this. Angel Hernandez is the worst umpire in baseball. I don't know how he is an umpire in baseball. If you've ever watched his games and the way he calls games, he is the worst umpire on the field every single time he is on the field. His ratings are horrible. He hasn't umpired a World Series since 2005. There's a reason for that. And he's ticked off because he hasn't been promoted to crew chief since he's been an umpire 24 years. Well, there's a reason why they keep passing over you. You suck. When the players rank the umpire, he is consistently ranked the worst umpire in baseball, along with C.B. Buckner and Cowboy Joe West. Now, one is Hispanic, one is African-American, and the other one is a white dude. I don't think they are selectively choosing people here. These guys, I mean, I you look at baseball. I don't know what the number is currently, but it's over half Latino. Now, if they're saying he sucks, I don't see how there's any particular discrimination in here other than job performance. Cowboy Joe West is a clown. He always has been. And C.B. Buckner is just a bad umpire. It has nothing to do with their color. They're just bad. So he actually is suing. You know, nobody goes to see the umpire at a baseball game. If you're doing your job, guess what? You're in the background. And Hernandez and West, they go out of their way to make themselves known. Buckner doesn't. He's just a bad umpire. But, I mean, he's a horror show. We'll finish it up right there on the other side on this July 4th. Hope you're enjoying it. We'll be right back.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Look, man, there's plenty of bigotry in the world. And as we celebrate July 4th, you know, unlike a lot of nations, we've tried to correct as much as we can. It's still out there. But Angel Hernandez is just a clown. He always has been. He always will be. I remember when he first broke in, and I was like, what the hell is this guy doing up here? He just sucks. You know, I don't know who he is as a person. I don't know if he's good, bad, indifferent. Honestly, I don't. But he's a horrible umpire. Ask Oakland A fans about him, where he blew that home run call that cost them the number one seed and they went to the wild card instead. I mean, it's a joke. Oh, by the way, home run derby participants have been announced. And Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton are going to face off against one another. How much fun will that be? Gary Sanchez is in there, too, and he can bomb them. But Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, yay! Oh, that'll be fun. I mean, Judge, you know, right now he's Triple Crown winner. Hello? 27 home runs, 62 RBIs, and a .327 batting average. I really hope it doesn't screw him up. I really do. Charlie Blackman's going to compete. Mike Moustakas. Miguel Sano. Cody Bellinger. Giancarlo Sanchez and Judge. Fun, fun, fun. Everybody loves some home run derby. Just don't mess up your swing, baby. Because he's doing everything right now. He is doing everything. Fun. God, I'd love to see the two of them match up in the final. Oh, my God. Please. They have bigger ratings than the game.